afternoon, Commissioners. Those of you in the room, those of you listening online, for the record, my name is Emily Keel. I'm the Marketing and Outreach Director for the department out here. So today I'm going to give you a very high level of strategic plan update. And just to kind of kick this off here, when we look at our strategic plan, it's not just about tracking progress and getting things checked off the list. While those are very critical components, we use that strategic plan to help tell our story, right? So it's about telling our story of who we are, why we do what we do, and how we get things done. So back in April, we met as a leadership team in PEER, and we really focused high level on customer service and what that means to us as a leadership team, as our department, and boots on the ground. And again, the key components that we looked at were focusing on our mission, our vision, and our top priorities within each of the four goals that we have. And at our core, you guys know this, and for the folks listening, that we provide incredible outdoor opportunities and experience that keep our customers coming back to South Dakota outdoors. We are the number one brand that conserves our state's outdoor heritage and enhances the quality of life for current and future generations. Well, that's our vision. We didn't change that. That's pretty solid. And if you can see, I had Chris pull up on the screen, have that one pager that describes who we are and what we do. I want to kick it back to Secretary Roebling right now. I want him to really shed some light on the exciting news and update on our mission statement of who we are. That did change, and we are really excited to be unveiling that to you guys here today. So, Secretary Roebling, would you like to really define and update the crew on how we've changed our mission?
Yeah, no, thank you, Emily. And this has been an exciting endeavor to look at this and really identify what do we do and how do we do it and what do we strive to be. And, you know, some of these things I thought long and hard about while I'm out fixing fence and doing all sorts of things in my free time. And one of the things that I keep coming back to is we serve the people of South Dakota. But not only serve the people of South Dakota, we connect the people and we connect families to the outdoors. And that's really the mission. That's the mission, to serve and connect people and families to the outdoors. And how do we do that? Through effective management of our state's parks, fisheries, and wildlife resources. So, I mean, it really is. I mean, we're serving, we're connecting. That's the job of South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, to really influence the quality of life of current and future generations. And that really hits home with me. It hits home with all the leadership team. I hope it hits home with all the staff. That passion, I can see it in those words. Serve and connect people and families. And how do we do it? Through effective management. So with that, I mean, that's going to be our new mission statement moving forward. It's really exciting to be shortened up quite a bit. It's obviously a much shorter mission statement. It's more concise. And it really speaks to the things I hope we strive to do each and every day. So with that, Emily, back to you.
Yeah, if you will scroll to the next page, Paul, here you're going to see the four goals. Again, those haven't changed. Those are our pillars. It's the opportunities, the resources, confidence, and excellence. Within each of those four goals, then, we really want to pick out what are our priorities. Well, our priorities for the opportunities goal is habitat and access. And you're going to hear Tom talk more about that habitat and access plan here, maybe later today or first thing tomorrow morning. So I'm not going to steal his thunder in any way, shape, or form, but we know that that is the foundation of wildlife management. That is certainly a priority that Secretary Roebling, the directors, and even the crews in the field in each of the regions are focused on here. The next one, asset management, will provide superior outdoor recreational experiences by showcasing South Dakota's natural landscapes and world-class state park system while ensuring sustainability of the resource and actively recruiting, retaining, and reactivating outdoor enthusiasts. You all know that R3 is a high priority on our list too, when we work to market and provide customer service processing as well. Leading into that is the customer service priority. So we will deliver excellent customer service and meet our customers where they are through an omni-channel approach that incorporates innovative technology and meaningful experiences to everyone who enjoys the outdoors. That omni-channel approach integrates text, social, email, in-person, on-the-phone engagements to provide a unified brand experience so that the customer can switch between any channel and still experience quality service across the brand. with that human touch, with real conversations and real language that ties it all together. And that leads into the operational excellence, because that's our staff. Our staff are providing that customer service at 110% every single day. And so we're focused on growing their employee engagement through all of our enhanced internal communications, our increased skills training, effective recruitment, and onboarding tactics to really maximize team GSP's productivity. So those are the four priorities. Again, our vision didn't change. Our mission, as Secretary Roebling mentioned, is very concise, and I think it's a solid statement for where we want to go and what we want to do in the future. With that, are there any questions?
Oh, good presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. All right, we'll now move on to the federal funding and marketing of the season outlook.